This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Start building your website today at squarespace.com. Enter the offer code MORNING at checkout and get 10% off. Squarespace. Build it beautiful. Coming up on TMS, thanks just keeps on giving.
It's not you. It's me.
It kind of was me.
It was you.
Fogel goes down.
How many pennies do you have?
The spice must flow.
A zigzag. Ah. Dead Galaxy.
Major spoilers.
V for video games and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I see those. I just wake up in the morning, early Saturday morning, and turn on the TV, crank it on, and see the Jetsons, you know, and watch everybody buzz around in space.
Okay, I will let you know total as soon as I have total.
The Morning Stream. They sleeps in the raw with their ma and pa.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS, the morning stream for Monday, the 23rd, is it? Yeah, 23rd of wow. November. Jeez.
Eh, November. What a flyby. What a waste of a month.
What a flash in the pan. I mean, it was literally like here and then gone. It's like nothing. It's like it didn't exist, but it's still existing, I guess. I guess, you know, what I need to do is stop worrying about how quick it went and worry about what today is, you know?
Right.
Today, I need to grab it by its testicles, squeeze it.
Right.
Pull it over here, make it bend to my will.
That's right. The past is the past. The future is not something to worry about, but the present is a gift, so open it. No, something like that.
Wow. You're very, what's the word?
I don't know.
Philosophical drunk? This morning. Drunk. Sorry. Drunk on life is what you are.
Drunk?
It's me, Scott Johnson, and Tim Bryan Ibbett, and we're here to do a show. excuse me. However, because it's a holiday week, there is no Thursday shows. However, we may do a little special Thanksgiving.
Might do something. Yeah.
So that there's something on the feed that day. We don't like that there wouldn't be any shows on a holiday, even though the holidays are for that. But we, you know, we'll think of something. So sit tight, hang tight, and we'll bring you that. Also, I'm getting really fat, and here's why. So, I have had the opportunity to have, I've had two Thanksgivings so far and two more to go. So, I had one in October for Canadian Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And we had traditional, it was all traditional, like, Thanksgiving food, bunch of turkey.
You can't count one that was like a month ago.
I kind of agree, but calorically speaking, though, I think I might be able to.
Because that was just a big meal.
It was a big...
Yeah, you can't call it a Thanksgiving.
Well, you tell the Canadians that. See, well,
if you were Canadian, then we could call it a Thanksgiving, but to you, it was just a big meal.
That's true, but I was surrounded by Canadians when I did it. So I felt their aura.
All right. Okay. There's that.
People had toonies in their pockets. There was a
smell of Mike Hortons on their breath.
Yes.
To which they said sorry.
They kept saying sorry about that. So there was that. Fine. Yes. You could call that a one-off. But then this weekend, Saturday, my sister Misha and her family and the rest of the extended family who are all going to be out of town, which is many, it turns out, on Thanksgiving Day. We had a big, giant, traditional Thanksgiving at her house on Saturday. So that was like noon or something. We did it early. They did it early for me because I had a show to do at 3. So I had to...
Hold on one second. The chat room's calling me out because I said Mike Hortons instead of Tim Hortons.
Oh, did you say Mike Horton?
I said Mike Hortons. Oh. You know that doctor, that stubble-covered doctor from Days of Our Lives, Mike Horton.
What's worse is that you know what that guy is. I don't remember him. Was that a thing?
He wore Hawaiian shirts all the time. He was supposed to be kooky and crazy.
Yeah.
Doctor.
In the end, he was just kind of a bastard.
He loved Marla. No, I don't know. I don't. Marlene.
No, Marlene? Was, No.
Not Drake Oakston. What was his character? It was
You had the bow and the
Brady.
Who were the bow and the hopes? You had the bow and the hopes
in
there.
You had your bow and your hope.
Yeah, that was Bob Hope and Bo Derek were in it.
That's right.
They were great. A real 10, if you ask me. Get it? Bo Derek 10. Anyway.
Right, okay. Back to Thanksgiving. Sorry.
Thanksgiving. So, I had one Saturday. It was at noon because of me. It's all because of me. I had that show, so I couldn't do it any later. And I had no internet that day, so I was stressing because I thought, well, if I get home and I have no internet, then I won't have that show. So what a nightmare today is. Ended up being fine. Worked out. But anyway, the food was great. We had tons of all the traditional stuff, and I ate like a pig. So now there's 2 days within about 20 days of each other where I've eaten like a complete pig.
Wow.
Now, tomorrow night, I have another one. Kim's side of the family is having it early because a bunch of those people are going to be out of town on the holiday. So we're having a whole nother big, fat, traditional Thanksgiving dinner Tuesday night at her sister's house. And then on Thursday, we do it again.
You do your own.
We're doing our own, which we're actually very much looking forward to. We're going to go to see that Pixar dinosaur thing in the morning. Okay.
Oh, that's this week. Wow.
Yeah, yeah, that comes out this week. The good is that the good dinosaur? What's it called?
The good wife? Good dinosaur.
The good wife, right? ironically, that's funny I said that because Julianna Margulies was a dinosaur in that in an older movie where they had an animated dinosaur.
Oh, the one that was just called Dinosaurs, right?
Is it called Dinosaurs? I think you're right.
Yeah, with
had her in it and I don't know who else.
Yeah, I remember it. It was like
it was good.
Little monkeys and stuff running around. I think it was told from the point of view of a monkey and
maybe
group of monkeys.
It was Mighty Joe Young, it was called. Anyway. we're gonna see that Thursday morning with all the kids, but then my daughter and Dylan are gonna have to go to his parents. So it's just me, Kim, Carter, and Nick, and then we're gonna have some neighbors over who are also in the same boat who have a ton of family out of town. So now, fourth Thanksgiving. I feel like a hobbit is what I'm getting
at. Yeah, right.
At.
It's like a second breakfast, fourth Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and the important thing is, yesterday I weighed myself. I was 3 pounds heavier than I was the day before. Now you tell me, Brian. Wow. You tell me where that weight came from, and I defy you to tell me it wasn't the extra helping of stuffing and mashed potatoes. And it was real mashed potatoes. We made them, dude. Like, I peeled those potatoes. Yeah, look at me, everyone. I took out a peeler and went frit, 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 and peeled those things.
Nice.
And I had some serious carpal tunnel syndrome after I did those damn potatoes.
After you do a lot of them, man. Yeah, it's...
I had to play a lot of Overwatch to get it out of my system.
Did you now? Okay, yeah, good.
I did. Did you get a chance to play it all?
I played a little bit. It was a really busy weekend. We helped Tristan buy a new car. Basically, he's buying it, but we helped him pick it out. We helped him with the test drive because, you know, first time you go and do that,
yeah,
when it's you doing it as opposed to his previous car, he needs to know how to test drive. He needs to know how to haggle. And he needs to know, basically, you've got to be prepared. If you go to a dealership, you got to be prepared to just walk away and say, nope, that's not good enough.
Yep, yep. I like all the new, like the CarMax way where you just go in, there's a price, you either pay it or you don't.
Right. Yeah. AutoNation does that too. Yeah. And they still do this thing where it's like, all right, let's see. Well, they draw a little cross on the piece of paper,
mm-hmm,
and they put up in one corner, they put like, all right, what's your down payment or what kind of payments do you want to make per month? And they put over here like what time frame. It's like this whole little dance. Mm-hmm. Even CarMax does it.
Yep. They think they're being all clever and all simpleton or whatever, but really what they're trying to get you to do is buy some undercoating bull crap, anti-rust, whatever.
Right, exactly.
They all do it. You go anywhere. Thank you for your purchase of this iPad, sir. Would you like a case for it today? Or would you like 1,000 other accessories you didn't plan on spending money on?
Hey, you should always buy AppleCare. Well, just saying.
You should do that.
Yeah. Always buy AppleCare.
Well, I didn't do it with my Pro. Should I have done that?
You should have done it. Oh, yeah, with a Pro, for sure.
Well, I still have time. Can you do it in the first 30 days?
You can
days
do it the first 30 days, yeah.
Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. I think anything, if you spend more than, you know, don't get AppleCare on like your Pencil or your Apple Watch Band or something like that. But
will they take it back if let me think what I could do to it.
If you drop it, like Tina's mom dropped it while trying to take her little iPad. She dropped while she was trying to take a picture of her rose in her garden and they took it back. So even if it's not your fault.
Really?
I mean, even if it is your fault.
It used to be water damage wasn't covered though, right? Like if you dropped your phone in the toilet, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't know what the story is with that. It might be everything now.
Well, the new phones are so airtight that they say you could do that and it'd still work. So maybe it's not an issue for them anymore. Well, anyway. Oh, speaking of which, I've been drawn with that thing.
Yes.
It's been great.
I've been looking at your artwork, dude. It's like...
So much fun.
Man, I snapped my pencil in half and just said, screw it. I can't do this.
You ate the eraser end and threw the other one at the dog.
I ate it like a little pill.
I really, really like the feel of that. And they've kind of nailed what I was hoping for. I was nervous. And I will say this, though. The Adobe apps are pretty cool, but they lack in a lot of ways in terms of features. Like the Photoshop one doesn't have layers inextricably, but yet the Vector one does for some reason. So,
yeah, right. I don't know what the deal is with that. But hey, you know, this Procreate.
Procreate is awesome.
I snatched that up right away.
It's only a $6 app, and that thing plays like a monster. And those videos I'm putting online of the speed drawings that I'm doing on it, are created by Procreate. They keep track of everything I do on a drawing over time. So I could do a little doodle, start it, put the thing away, not draw for a week, pick it back up and finish it. And it only keeps what I've drawn.
Right. So it basically just remembers your strokes.
Yeah, it remembers my strokes. It's not even like it's almost like a replay in StarCraft or Heroes or something where it's not filming the replay. It's keeping track of the data of the replay.
Yeah.
And so you can just quickly go, boop, post that thing online. And within seconds, there's a full video of you drawing whatever you're drawing.
I love it. Have you done a picture in picture yet? Or you know, like, oh, I'm going to watch this show on Hulu, but I'm going to scooch it down this little corner while I work on this other thing.
I totally watched Seinfeld while I sketched those hands yesterday.
There you go.
And you'll never guess what episode I was watching when I decided to draw three hands.
I'm hoping it was the hand model.
Well, you wouldn't be wrong at all. It was the hand model.
Very good.
That's what inspired
it. The oven mitts.
I thought, oh, hands. I'll do some hands. So, yeah, it's neat. It's pretty neat. And I played around a bit with a Surface 4 pen, and it was also kind of cool, but didn't feel as good to me. So
it didn't work with this, though. Like, you tried it on a Surface.
Oh, no. I tried a Surface with an actual, you know, Microsoft Surface pen.
Good. Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to play with it much, or at all, really, but my brother-in-law got one of those Microsoft Surface Books, the little ones. With the cool curvy hinge and detachable penis and all that.
Way to bring out the King missile.
I know, I couldn't help it. That thing's really cool. That's a badass little piece of hardware. The only problem with it, he says, he loves everything about it except for two things. One, Windows 10 still a little buggy with some stuff, but that'll get ironed out like anything with operating systems. But the other thing was that when you detach the top, the tablet side has like nil battery life without the bottom.
That's interesting with the whole
thing. It's got like long battery life, but the minute you detach it, he's like, yeah, I'm lucky if I get like an hour and a half out of it.
Oh, wow.
So
kind of like a netbook.
Yeah, right? So and you can fold it back and have it so that it's all still one piece, and then you get the longer battery life. But he says then that thing weighs more and it's just kind of bulky. So anyway, it's cool though. Really cool device. If you're looking for like an awesome typable, you know, nice piece of hardware, that thing's pretty slick.
That's cool.
Anyway, Brian, I got a letter for you. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. All right, hit me with your letter.
All right. So we asked last week if anybody wanted to go to the what's it called? The breakup shop, which we talked about on the news. It's a place that will break up for you in a relationship that's not going well.
Be a text or letter or care package.
Yep. So pretend, and we had a couple of fans do it. Big thanks to everybody who made the attempt. I'm going to read to you now my breakup letter to you that I had a company do for me. Okay.
All right. Okay.
Hi, Brian. It says, hope you've been having a great day so far. Well, that's a great intro.
Wow. Yeah. So far.
Yeah.
Like,
well worth the money.
Because it's all about to come down.
Yeah. It says, we regret to inform you. Man, is this not part of this whole shift of companies and businesses and services that do things that your mother no longer does for you? That's what this feels like to me. But anyway.
We regret to inform you.
I'll deliver your groceries. I'll do your laundry. I'll pick you up in a car and drive you somewhere. And I'll break up with your girlfriend. Welcome to 2015. All right. So anyway, hope you've been having a great day so far. We regret to inform you that Scott is breaking up with you.
Aww.
Although you've had a good run and shared some great memories along the way, it's time to move on.
Too bad you don't have any little piano. You know,
should do that.
Sweet piano music.
You know what? Everyone just put that on hold. We're going to do that.
Oh, no.
Here you go. No, I like where you're coming from, dude. Here we go. All right, you ready?
Oh, nice. Very good. Well pulled out quickly.
Yeah, whipped that right out.
Yeah.
That's a Melody Sheep, by the way. Fantastic album.
It's not brand new Adele.
No. Hello. So it goes on to say, let's see. While you're likely quite shocked and understandably saddened by this news, we know that you'll be back on your feet in no time.
Oh, yeah. I've already got a replacement.
Here are some helpful links to get you started. Exoholics.com. Self-growth, how to get past a devastating breakup. Ben and Jerry's online store. The Breakup Shop, gifts for executives. And finally, Netflix.com.
Aww.
We offer you our deepest sympathies and wish you all the best in the future. Brian, how do you feel about our breakup? How do you feel?
You know what? That really softened the blow, those great links provided. It's funny because,
gave you a link for Netflix.com.
Right, exactly. Like, oh, never heard of that. That might be something worth checking out. Huh.
You can go Netflix and chill on your own.
I go Netflix and chill by myself.
Yeah, that's never good.
Because you watched Wild Things, mm-hmm. but paused in the middle.
So this has been a really learning moment for me, and I just appreciate mostly appreciate this Melody Sheet music. It's really good. People should check that out. All right. Well, there's that. So you've been broken up with. Hope you feel okay.
Well, yeah, I'll get over it.
Are you sure? I mean, can you move on? Are you able to?
Yeah, it's funny because I wasn't sure when we were first talking about the breakup shop if it was going to be like the kind of the tongue in cheek sarcasm thing that wasn't really doing their job seriously. It was more just a hey, how funny is this? Let's go viral with this.
Yeah.
You know.
It still seems a little bit that way.
Like that thing that you could send a message about somebody's breath and say, hey, somebody anonymously wanted to say your breath probably could use more mints. Here's a coupon for certs or something like that.
Right. Get some more Retsin in your life.
Right.
Well, what is Retsin, by the way? What was the point of Retsin?
It was the little blue dots in certs.
But what did they do for you? Nothing?
They were time release flavor crystals.
Oh, they were?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't think they were real. I think they were like real Corinthian leather. It was that kind of product.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Just a made-up thing that did absolutely nothing but set them apart.
All right. Yep. So, Brian, I want to know two things. One, did you go see Spectre? And two, did the grand tradition of Brian Ibbett in movie theaters continue where somebody was terrible there?
It did, yeah. So we went out to the movies Friday night, saw Spectre, which I really enjoyed, actually. I think it... way more so than the other Bond movies.
Mm-hmm.
The Daniel Craig run hasn't felt like a bunch of individual movies mm-hmm. that all work on their own, like individually, right? Like a drama where it's the issue of the week, the problem of the week.
Right.
The James Bond movies have all had this kind of overarching thread that went through the entire run, and Spectre continues that. Basically, Spectre pays all that off at the end mm-hmm. because you hear about what was Cifra? Cifra, whatever his name was.
Yes,
he's the bleeding eye guy.
He's the right, exactly. Like they've kept a lot of that stuff in the through line. You're right.
They did, and Vesper. You know, I mean, all this stuff comes up, and no spoilers, of course, but like it's a payoff as far as a here's kind of what's been going on beneath the surface of all of that.
Mm.
And Christoph Waltz is he's awesome.
Django, we need to get to town, Django.
Mr. Bond, would you like to have a seat? Why won't you sit down? I'm offering you a chair for your comfort.
This is a good seat, Django. Have a seat in the seat, Django.
Right.
Wow, I do like him, so when I heard he was the kind of Lord Villain man, I was excited about that.
Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it, and I don't think... I don't think it deserves the flack it seems to be getting on Rotten Tomatoes. And the argument that it's too funny.
Yeah.
I think that there are a couple moments where it's like, okay, that's pretty funny. But man, overall, it's some serious business going on.
All right. I'm going to take you. I trust you and I have very similar tastes in film.
Yeah.
So I probably will end up liking it more than I thought, but man, people are just so sour on it. It's not even that bad. It's like 68%, still okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's still well above average.
Sure.
Above two thirds.
It ain't
Dave Bautista, Drax.
Oh yeah. He's a, like a henchman in this, right?
He is a henchman. He's great.
Yeah. I love Dave Bautista.
Now here's the problem that we had though.
Yeah.
You know how I'm always envious of Salt Lake City and the pick your seats method of buying movie tickets.
Yes, we are big on that. Yep.
We've got a few of those now, apparently. So there's an AMC theater that has the big old recliners,
mm-hmm.
the big old comfy recliners.
Sure.
And for that one, because there's only six rows and about 12 seats per row,
mm-hmm.
You've got the option to pick your seats. And that way it helps if you want to keep your group together, if you want to say, oh man, there's, only two seats left in the theater and they're on opposite ends or whatever, then that you can pass and you can, see something
yeah,
else.
You cannot do it. Exactly.
Right. So I was like, all right, yeah, we've got this. We've got an AMC gift card. Let's go up and eat dinner at Red Robin. Love their bonsai burger. And we'll go see Spectre right afterwards. So we buy our tickets. Yep. And I pull up the app, pull up Fandango, and it says, here, pick your seats. And lately, Tina and I have steered towards further back in the theater than we used to go. We used to really like the space right in front of the, or right behind the aisle where people walk across. Because
that's still my place of picking. I love it there.
It's great because you can stick your feet through the bars. We're tall. We can kind of stretch out.
Yep. If you need to, you can Riker over the top of those things.
You can. Right. Yeah. Exactly. You don't have to like inch through like a bunch of people sitting there to go get your popcorn or whatever.
Big fan of that.
So we pull up the app and basically all that's left are seats in the back row. We're like, all right, well, you know, that's fine. Plus with my coccyx issue, if I need to stand up, I can be close to the side and not be in anyone's way. I can kind of just stand up and go over to the side.
Sure.
So we grab our seats, we go eat dinner, we go to the theater, and you know, I show the little Fandango app to the guy at the front, so we don't even get paper tickets anymore, but it tells you what seat numbers you've got.
Sure.
Go into the theater, go towards the back. Oh, crap, there's people in my seat. Well, all right, wait a minute. It says F on the floor. My seats are in A. Oh, crap.
Oh, no.
Those seats weren't in the very back of the theater.
They're at the very crispy front.
They're at the very crispy front of the theater.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Those suck. So those are
they
the worst.
Absolutely suck. Now, the one thing that's kind of a little bit of a benefit is the fact that in these recliners, you kind of are leaning back enough to where it helps give you the whole visual of the screen. Mm-hmm. Like, you can expand your field of vision and see the whole thing.
Right.
But it's still the front of the damn theater, which really is the absolute worst spot. And to top it off, there's a guy who's behind us who sounds like the dude with the pickup truck in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles who's going for the entire time.
I love that guy.
He's trying to hock up a phlegm globber to drop into Heather Chandler's hangover juice.
Yeah, I love that guy. He's one of my favorites. The funny thing about him is he's played presidents and like lawyers.
Oh, is he really?
Oh yeah, he's like this.
That actor?
If you look him up, you'll go, oh my gosh, I've seen him in everything and everything. He's in a suit and like super straight up guy. And in this thing, he's this weird redneck with a truck. But anyway, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So through the entire theater. And it's just, you know, there's a lot of quiet points where Daniel Craig is in deep, self-reflection. And
sure.
Wondering what he's going to say next and talk about is how he doesn't like chairs anymore that don't have the bottoms on them.
Yeah.
And of course, right in the middle of that.
What? Yeah. Oh, that's awful, dude.
This guy's trying to loosen up some post-nasal drip or whatever.
Well, all right. To celebrate, I got a little surprise for you.
Okay? All right. Celebrate. Give me something.
We're going to play this guy. Here you go. This is him. He stands there. Camera pans up. And we get his knees. Some sort of crotch. His face. And then he goes. Spits. Walks over.
Forgot how silent this scene is. Yeah. How wordless.
Are you Gus's son?
I'm Owen.
That's what it sounded like.
I love that guy so much. He's one of my favorite. I can't wait to watch this movie this week. I'm so excited.
Yeah, now you've made me want to watch it. I think we're going to do that.
That's fantastic. Well, good job on keeping your streak alive of terrible experiences at the movie.
Yeah, it's just going to happen. We're resigned to it. So Hunger Games sometime this week, and we'll report back on who we end up seeing it with.
Here's the funny thing about that final Hunger Games piece of business. People like it. It's reviewing okay. Lots of people who love the book series are super stoked about it, but it opened at its worst opening of the entire franchise. And I said, oh, that sounds bad. What would they only get, like 20 or 30 million? And I went and checked. 100 million. The worst of anything ever?
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, come on, man. We got to change our priorities. It's like, Avengers 2.
Gates, I'm sure, is doing just fine with that.
Avengers 2 was a real disappointment. Why? It didn't make as much money. Well, how much did it need to make? $40 billion a second. Oh.
Look at that. $101 million. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, that's disappointing, Brian. How disappointing. settle in, everyone. It's Stump a Trek Nerd brought to you by...
Newegg is the leading tech-focused e-retailer in the United States, with great deals every day on its entire catalog of more than 10 million products. A huge selection of products at great prices, backed by the best customer service in the business. And be sure to shop Newegg's XYZ printing store for a great selection of 3D printers, filaments, and accessories. Go to tiny.cc/newegprint.
I got one. I got an XYZ printer. It's right over there, and I'm going to do something with it this week.
Have you done anything with it?
I've only hooked it all up. I haven't had a chance to print a thing. I've been so swamped, but my kids are freaking out.
You're going to print a lot of cubes.
I'm jazzed to make a cube.
These things, so like anytime you make a change on your printer and you don't want to like do an entire giant print to test it, you're going to print out a lot of these little 20 millimeter hollow cubes.
Oh, that's cool. Because the kids Nick will make something out of them. He'll use them.
Exactly. It'll be like miniature Minecraft.
Yeah, we're not gonna. Yeah. Eventually, he'll make his own little camp or whatever.
Right.
So, very excited to give that thing a shot, and I will talk more about it as time goes on. Daryl, I got something for you. Oh, hi, Daryl. How's it going?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Daryl.
I have a little something for you. You want to hear something real quick?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Someone sent an email in that said, you need to talk about this on the show because it sounds like Daryl's up to some no good.
And I said,
oh, really? And I looked it up, and here's the headline. It's an actual report in the Seattle Times, and it goes like this. See if this sounds a little weird to anybody out there, all right? Here's the headline. Klingon sword brandished after trash dispute in Spokane, Washington. Now, I know.
It had to be.
I know you're not in Spokane, all right?
No.
But then I thought, then it's probably not Daryl. But then it says...
He'd like us to think he's not in Spokane.
A 50-ish-year-old Spokane man.
Spokane man.
So he's in your age range. Interesting.
Almost in Idaho. Excelsior.
Just about an Idahoan. is facing assault charges after his neighbor says he swung a Klingon sword at him during an argument about trash. Local TV reports court documents say the defendant's wife got into an argument with the neighbor Saturday and accused him of putting trash in their bin.
Your recycling is without honor.
That's about right. She says she returned his trash to him, but he threw the bag at her as she walked away. The neighbor said the woman's husband came rushing outside swinging a multiple bladed weapon. The neighbor says he put up his hands to block the blade and was unable to pull the weapon away from the man, but fell backwards onto the porch. Turns out it was a batleth.
Nice.
So Daryl, are you living a secret life? I almost said a second life.
Yeah, I'm actually calling from prison, and they took my batleth away.
Oh, that's too bad. They tend to do that when you get there. They keep your batleth at the door. Anyway, I thought that was kind of a hoot. I mean,
that's the way to do a crime if you have to.
Well, I was going to say, if you don't have other weapons at the handy, maybe you grab your cool batleth and swing that around. It's fine. Also, we have a mashup from Mice Swarm today, so we're gonna play it real quick. Here it is. Check it out. Right here.
Let's test the ship's
procedures. When the bomb drops, we're not gonna be ready.
Hi guys, it's the Hunger Games. It's Jennifer Lawrence. Jeez.
But you know, the whole time that is how I'm talking.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. That's painful right there. Okay. Yep. All right. Yeah, you stop touching it now, but I'm still gonna talk like this until you pull out.
Get it out.
Hey Brian, I'm starting the Church of the Dirty Underwear.
Okay.
I'm gonna wear the same underwear all week long and never wash it. Okay.
Fantastic. Yes.
I don't care. I want you to know that the god, the flying god of skid marks, is on my side. That was a good conversation.
That was good.
Yeah. Daryl, sorry. We've done all this before really talking to you much. Daryl's the Trek nerd. He comes on the show and does a Star Trek trivia question.
That's what he does.
It's always fun. Mm-hmm. Always fun. Always a good time. We don't have any new news on that new series, do we? I want to keep checking with you because I figure you'll have access to
Trek
it before
Watch,
I will.
Trek Watch 2015.
Yeah.
That's right.
Still nothing.
Nothing new. All right. Do you think we're going to get... Here's a prediction question. Do you think we're going to get any cameos from previous Star Trek people at all?
I will say... Why not?
Why not celebrate?
I don't think they'll stick around the whole time.
Well, here's the tradition. Well, yeah, I think it'd be like one-offs, but here's the tradition. You had in the very first episode or first two-parter of TNG, you had DeForest Kelly show up as Dr. McCoy as a super old man. Right. Why not have the same thing happen with like Dr. Crusher show up at the end of episode. Wouldn't that be a nice nod? Everybody would kind of freak out about that, right? That would be cool.
Sure, that'd be fine.
We don't know when this that. We don't know when this is set though, do we? Do we know?
On the no, we don't know.
All right. Well, if they figure out a way to keep her around long enough, that might be cool.
Will Wheaton could show up.
Will Wheaton. You just can't do Data. Because Data, unless you want to explain it away. Well,
here's why Data looks old.
Yeah, Data, who is now B4, but basically Data again, because we forget that movie happened. And now he's here he is with a really old face. Chip. Yeah, aging chip. He finally got the aging chip. That's a great idea. All right, Daryl, let's get to your question. It's a Star Trek trivia question. It is a Next Generation question, and it begins with the episode, or as he wrote, epiode. Deja Q. Q becomes mortal in that episode, if you may recall. The one alien race has dealt with Q in the past, tries to take his, take this that's not spelled right, is it?
Opportunity, no.
It's not spelled right.
No, it's just really just the E should be an O, and it'd be fine.
Makes it look really weird.
But it makes it look really weird.
Yeah, even though you can pronounce it the same. Anyway, to kill Q. What race comes after Q after he becomes mortal? Is it A, the Calamarians? Fish people.
I love a good, I love the Calamarians.
Oh, they're
some
so good.
Cocktail sauce.
Yeah, don't eat the sauce, though. It's a trap.
It's a trap.
B, the Cretaceans.
Cretaceans.
Crustaceans.
The crustaceans. Sure, why not? C, the Brunales.
The brunettes.
Or D, the Vaudoirs. The Vaudoirs. V-A-D-Wars.
Vaudoirs.
Vaudoirs, yeah. So there's your options. The Calamarians, the Cretaceans, the Brunellians, and the Vagina Wars. So, Daryl, while you think of that, why don't we... It sounds like you already know. I can tell. I can just tell sometimes that Daryl
I think so. But you never know.
You never know. But before that, today in Star Trek history.
Ah, yes. For the very first time, the Star Trek actors walked into the studio in 1964 and rehearsed for the very first time on the TOS episode, The Cage.
And this is, was this Kirk and them, or this was Pike and them?
I guess it would have to be Pike.
Yeah. And was
Spock was there, though.
Do we ever hear whether or not the Pike guy was mad that he didn't get the deal for the long term?
No, he wanted to go be a big movie star. He didn't want to be on TV.
Did that work out for him? Did he?
Was beneath him or something?
No.
He never did do that, did he? And he died, right? He's not with us.
I think he did one or two. Yeah, he fell down some stairs or something and hurt his head and then died indirectly from that.
Dang, dude.
I think 19...
Uh-oh.
70 or something.
The 70, okay. Well,
screeny going on.
I guess we had a little screeny, but it's fine.
Oh, are we Skyping out?
Yeah, you're just standing in a weird place. It's fine. Just shift your.
Squareeny.
That's pretty good, actually.
That was pretty good.
That wasn't too bad. All right.
I said it about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. You're on time. You're good with that. It was just a crunchy crunch. All right. So, what's the point? I forgot what I was going to say. Justin. So sends his best.
Justin Squarini.
Yeah.
Winner of American Idol.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, don't play that. Go away, that. That sucked. All right. So Daryl, good job. That's good information. Let's get back to your question. You seem to perk up when I said the first one, but I'm curious. Well, you must have seen this recently or something, but deliberate in the way that only you can do.
Oh, I just remember that it was them. I think, you know, when Q's naked and they say a name of an alien, you just kind of remember it.
Oh, is this the one that meme comes from, where he's sitting there naked on the bridge, looking around, and
yeah, he's on the ground, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think he's floating for a little bit, and then he falls on the ground.
Oh, don't look for naked Q on Google. Yeah. Jeez, Louises. I thought it would just be a couple of pictures of John Delancey.
Oh, no.
Trusty space hands. It's not.
Now you're getting an old lady from James Bond.
All I did was type naked Q.
No. Q was Desmond Llewellyn.
Yeah. No, wait. What? No, you're right. Q is the... Yeah, Q
M was... Aim was...
I'm confused.
You're thinking of M. You're thinking of M.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, Q was...
Wrong letter.
Yeah,
you don't want to see naked Desmond Llewellyn either.
No. Although, I I believe Judi Dench is a lovely woman.
Sure.
And even for her age, she's kind of a knockout for her age. I think she's a lovely, beautiful woman. If we could all grow
attractive, I don't know if I'd go knockout.
If we could all age as gracefully as her, we'd be lucky people. That's
well,
what I would
true.
Say.
That's true.
Although she's nearly blind, somebody told me she can't see.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow.
Oh, by the way, my sister. So this is interesting news. My sister Misha, who is Korean, she's not related to me by blood, but only by adoption.
Right.
She came when she was an infant. When she got here, she had severe malnutrition. She was a orphan that was not being orphaned very well. And she got here. And when she did, she had all the signs of not nearly enough of what she needed to properly be developing or whatever. And so as soon as she got here, we quickly fattened her up and gave her all she needed. And now she's, you know, she's 100% fine. But one of the chief causes, there are three causes of cataracts in your eyes, like the kind I had. Genetic, like mine.
Okay.
Old, like most people. Like when they get hit in their 80s or so. Just things that happens.
Old. Yeah. Old is the cause of cataracts. Okay.
That's number two. And number three is malnutrition when you're when you're young. And my sister apparently is getting cataracts, and she's younger than me. And so she's like not all worried about it, but she had some questions. And I said, dude, easiest 8 minutes I ever spent in a chair. No problem. They plop me down. Dr. Mifflin cuts your eye open. You're on some kind of cool drugs. You can hear Led Zeppelin playing in the background. For real. He had it playing in there. It was great. Stairway to Heaven.
Nice.
It was fantastic. So anyway.
Interesting.
My sister's listening. I hope she gets it done. It'll change everything for her because she's having the milky whites like I used to get.
Mm.
Anyway, Daryl, back to the point. It's still better that she got to America. They were not treating their orphans very well in Korea in 1980, whatever it was. Mm. So it's a good thing she's here. All right, Daryl, what's the deal here? Oh, yeah. You say the Calamarians or the Calamarians.
Yeah, I say that.
Calamarans.
Calamarans.
Is it Calamarans?
No, it's Calamarains.
Yeah,
Calamarains.
I think it's Calamarains.
Okay. Well, I've been saying it wrong the entire time.
Well, it looks like Calamarians.
Well, let's find out if you're right on your pick. Is it? It totally is.
Congratulations. Mm. You're a winner.
Once Q becomes immortal, these creatures of this race sense this and attack the Enterprise. Picard determines that Q really wanted asylum on the Enterprise so he could use it as protection from these people. Here's a clip of that happening, or something to that effect.
You must have so many enemies. Certainly you knew that if once you became mortal, some of them might look you up.
It had occurred to me.
Mm-hmm. And for all your protestations of friendship, your real reason for being here is protection.
You're very smart, Jean-Luc.
Yeah, he is. Now give me some hand lotion. My hands are crusty. There you go. There's your answer, and Daryl did it. You've got this week sewn up just about. We'll do this all the way up through Wednesday. Let's see how things hold up for Daryl. He is the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can find him there, or at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com, or in addition to, that's fine, or on the Grumpy Cast. Daryl, you got a little game for us now?
Oh, as usual.
Oh, good.
Is this line that I will say spoken by Will Wheaton or Pittsburgh Steelers Marcus Wheaton?
Wow. Awesome. This
well
is
done,
great.
Sir.
All right, here's your let's see, we'll give you a theme here.
Douglas, baby, put the crack in me.
Okay, go ahead.
My shoulder feels okay. It'll probably be sore tomorrow.
Oh man.
So yeah, so obviously he's going for
double,
you know,
line.
the potential for either one, very obviously.
Yeah. Oh gosh! See, this
but
is the
it
problem.
Could be, you know, him coming off of a holodeck game of Klingon badminton or something.
Yes,
so,
because you know that's a rough sport. You don't want to be involved in that.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
I feel like it's so tricky that it could loop back on itself five times here, because you could say, easily. It's too easily to say it's the football guy because they're always getting hurt. Well, then how about Wesley? But then you think, well, wait, it's so obvious that's probably him because we think it's too obvious, and then I go back and do it again.
Right.
So I don't know, dude.
Yeah, we can't base it on that anymore.
No.
I feel Will.
You feel Will Wheaton on this one?
I feel Will Wheaton on this one.
Okay. We feel Will Wheaton.
Okay.
So tell us if we're right.
It does loop around five times, and if you count five times of looping, it ends up back on Marcus.
Damn it!
He's lost to the Ravens.
Shite. If I was a bigger fan of the Steelers, I might have known this, but they kind of suck. Oh, take that, Steelers fans. Oh, what are you going to do? Come fight me. Bring it on, man. Okay, where's my thing? Here we go. Right here.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
It is the news brought to you by.
In a dystopian future, in a crumbling, lawless city, people go missing all the time. What a perfect place for something horrific but strangely akin to us to feed. Rust and Rainwater Appetites, my first novel by J. Robert Lycett, is up on Amazon's Kindle store. This week only, buy one, get one at the regular price.
Nice. Someone said, Vile in the chat room says he's from Pittsburgh and hates the Steelers, so we're okay.
Yeah, we're okay with that. Oh, wait, buy one and then get one at the regular price?
Is the square... Hold on a second. Is the square on the bingo card, the TMS bingo card, have one that says Scott pretends to care about sports ball? Is that really on there?
No.
I like football.
There is not. I don't think there's really one of those, but that's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. People, listen, just because I'm not a freak about it all year doesn't mean I don't actually enjoy it. I do enjoy it. I like the Packers. I would like to see the Packers get another ring. I like lots of teams. I like the 49ers. They're never going to win again, sadly. I have a neighbor who loves his Seahawks, and I would like to see them lose horribly every year. So I'm in, man. I just I don't like New England. They're a bunch of jerks. I mean, I like people in New England. I just don't like the Patriots. Oh, they're just messing with me. Okay.
Deflategate, Scott.
Deflategate, man.
But the greatest thing about balls is that they bounce.
Okay, great.
That is the greatest thing about balls.
Truly. Okay, what are we doing here? Oh, let's do some news. We have some. Oh, that was going to be my mid-show thing. I'm going to have to get rid of that. That's fine. It's fine.
Oh,
it's fine. Don't worry about it.
A new one.
It's fine.
Okay, I will let you know total as soon as I have total.
It's Brian Ibbett, by the way, everyone. He sent me a...
Your text right before that was, let me know total.
Yeah, let me know total. And you well, I typed it. And then, so you were in the car, and you rightly responded by voice. Right. And I thought, I have to record that. That's too good, man.
Oh, that's funny. I'd forgotten about that.
Anyway, let's see. Jared Fogle, you know him from the recent craziness?
You know him from things like Subway weight loss and pedophilia.
And pedophilia. You know those two things? Anyway, he has pled guilty and blames his diet for his sex crimes.
Of course. Yeah, it was the diet.
Yeah, it was all the diet. The Subway diet made him do it. That's the excuse the defense psychiatrist has trotted out to explain former Subway pitchman Jared Fogle's sex crimes. Once he lost weight, it seemed as though in a short time he had hypersexuality, says forensics psychiatrist John Bradford. Now, hold on a minute. He lost about, what was it? Was it 100 pounds? Do you know how many people I know who've done that and not had one predilection towards?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, it's not,
it's,
you know.
It's complete crap.
Right.
How do you let this John Bradford keep his license as a psychiatrist?
Exactly.
There's no way that's a thing.
No.
Is that
no.
a thing? Someone write, if you, listen, if someone out there has a reason to believe that's a thing, you can let me know. But I say BS.
Right.
Anyway, I testified for the defense at Fogle's sentencing.
My diet, he gave me all these big pants. I just wanted to put kids in them.
Yeah, that's all I wanted. It's normal. This happened at Indianapolis. Quote, there are brain disorders that can be associated with sexual drive. Okay.
That I don't argue with.
Okay, fine. Listen, I lose
the diet, like the lack of fat isn't like, oh, well, that was the only thing keeping him from...
Yeah, or
wanted to fondle little kids was the fat in his brain.
Why not? Why didn't it make him hypersexual in a standard way? You know what I mean? Like, why did it direct it at underage kids? Come on now. Underage kids. Just kids in general. Bradford of the University of Ottawa. Well, there's your problem. They got money with holes in it up there.
Canadian.
Testified shortly after Fogle pleaded guilty to child porn charges. Fogle, who famously dropped 240 pounds. That is a lot of weight. Yeah. On a diet of turkey and veggie subs, was sentenced to 15 years in prison. That seems short for... If the last time I looked at the list of accusations, it was pretty long.
Yeah.
That seems short.
I think those are going to be very difficult 15 years.
Oh, that's going to be a rough year. Oh, yeah.
Because cons don't take kindly to pedophiles.
No, they don't
care.
He's
going to get a few $5 footlongs, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you said that. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Wow. Yeah, I wonder what the diet's like in the prison there. I'll bet he loses
right,
weight.
Yeah.
Lose more weight. Well, anyway, that all went down. Florida mayor tries to pay $4,000 for an ethics fine with buckets of pennies.
Nice.
This guy is the man. The Miami area, or Miami, if you're that girl from Burn Notice.
Or the Will Smith song.
Yeah, or that one. Drove me crazy when she said that. Miami. The Miami area mayor, who is feuding with his local commissioner or commission, there you go, tried to use $360,000 pennies and nickels, that's 28 buckets full of coins, jeez, to pay $4,000 for this ethics fine.
Still had to buy the buckets.
Yeah.
You had to buy 28 buckets. Oh, that ain't cheap.
That's a lot of buckets.
It's a lot of buckets.
How many buckets? I mean, where do you go to get buckets like that?
Yeah, Home Depot.
Can you?
Sure. You maybe get those, even those plastic, those big plastic orange buckets, right? Those would hold more pennies.
I didn't think of that. Yeah, like the kind you put caulking stuff in and or whatever. Or like,
you need a wheelbarrow, too, to get those pennies over to where you're, because you're not going to be able to lift those.
No, that's
that thing full of pennies and nickels, that's going to be so heavy you can't lift it.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, instead of accepting the charge, the Ethics Commission doubled the fine for Hialeah Mayor Carlos Hernandez, who says he intentionally broke the rules because he knew the panel only accepted checks. And now the Miami-Dade Commission on Ethics and Public Trust is suing the mayor.
Nice.
This is fantastic. The commission ruled in July that Hernandez lied about interest rates on a $180,000 loan to a jewelry salesman now jailed for a pyramid scheme. El Nuevo, Herald reports that Hernandez also has called complaints against him a political circus and described commission members as clowns. Did somebody take Rob? What's the guy? Who's the Canadian dude that was crazy? Was snorting coke and going nuts? Rob Ford.
Rob Ford. Right.
Someone swap him out?
Move him down to Florida?
Yeah, slap the Hernandez name on him and go for it. Like, what happened there? Weird. By the way.
Hernandez is Spanish for Ford.
Speaking of, Canada keeps coming up, so I just want to make a point about that.
Okay, all right.
I was talking to Bo Schwartz, my co-host on Core, and good pal, video game friend, all that. Mm-hmm. And we're talking last night while we're playing Heroes of the Storm, which he, by the way, played... this is no exaggeration. He's like you. He's on a temporary visa to play the game for the weekend.
Okay.
And so he really wanted to maximize his time in there. He ended up playing all day Saturday until 7 a.m. Sunday morning.
Wow.
Think of that.
Wow.
Think of that. And I'm pretty sure he did it again last night because I haven't heard from him this morning. Nice. But anyway, my point is we were hanging out and talking. He's from Canada. He's one of the nicest guys I know. He seems to confirm the rumors that all Canadians are nice, right? Mm-hmm. But he tells me it's a bunch of crap. He says that we're full of jerks and losers and racists and people who rip each other off. And we're like any other civilization. We're like any other place. And most of the time, we're just jealous of cool stuff America has. He says that's just the truth. You just don't ever hear it. Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
That is, yeah. That doesn't stay in line with what we've heard and basically our perceptions of.
Yeah, that is exactly. So, but then you think, well, wait, they did have Rob Ford. They did have a shooting up there recently. They did have, you know, they got all this. They have things. You just don't think of it because we just think of them as these nice, passive northerners that we escape to when we don't want to go to war or something.
And I think that they're, you know, on the whole, they're nicer than us or they're. Maybe not nicer is not the word I'm looking for.
I know what you're saying.
Easier going or you know.
There's a disposition that I think is earned. I mean, you don't just get that from out of the blue. They've earned it somehow.
Right.
So the reputation is based on something. Anyway, Hernandez, crazy guy. Good job.
Lots of pennies. Next.
Buckets of pennies, we're going to call him from now on. Mayor Buckets. What else? Oh, look at this here. There's some news for you. 10 people overdose on the synthetic drug spice. Oh, my gosh. Quit taking drugs that are made of, like, glass and melted pennies or whatever you're doing.
And quit naming your drugs after things that seem like they would just come right from the movies. Like, some 80s street drug.
Yeah, like Toot.
Steven Seagal is trying to get rid of.
I guess Toot's a real drug.
The spice on the streets.
Yeah, they sound like Nuke. What was that was from RoboCop 2, right? Where they had Nuke.
Right. Yeah.
Ten people overdosed Sunday afternoon in downtown San Diego after smoking the synthetic drug spice, according to police. Five adults and five juveniles suffered mild to serious symptoms after smoking the drug. Some were unconscious, others were vomiting. Several were taken to emergency rooms, half asleep while vomiting. The drug may have been sold in black packages with blue dragons on the side. So if you get one of those, don't smoke it. They're trying to track down all the victims. Witnesses and those selling the drug, or I guess they're looking for both. Victims ranged in age from 13 to 28, according to the San Diego Fire and Rescue Department. Do not smoke spice, whatever that is.
Right.
The spice must not flow.
The spice must not flow. Yeah, I hate to go for the obvious, but
yeah,
we did it in the intro, so.
All right, now a little something to scare you. And then we'll take a break.
Spice didn't scare me enough, Scott?
No, this one really will. A dead galaxy full of dark matter is lurking right next door to us.
It's our next door galaxy neighbor.
It is, and he is dead.
I don't like where this neighborhood's going with this dark matter moving next door.
I don't like that either. There's a weird smell coming out of that house. I don't know what's happening.
Bring down the price of my house. It's the value of my.
Can we talk to the commission, like the local, like the commissioner?
The HOA?
The HOA. Are they going to let this happen? At the edge of the Milky Way, there's a small galaxy called Triangulum 2. Triangulum 2. There you go. It has just 1,000 stars. I mean, that's just nothing, right?
Yeah.
Compared to the 100 billion estimated in our galaxy. But anyway, and its first, its days of star formation are over, leaving it dead. But Triangulum 2 may have a dark secret, one that makes it the most interesting ghost town in space. The nearby neighborhood may have
tumbleweed flying through.
Yeah, like some kind of whistling guy. Highest concentration of dark matter found within any galaxy. I don't want to read all this. It's all boring. But anyway, it's a giant, scary, gross, dead neighbor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Don't take cookies over there and see what happens. Yeah, we just want to welcome you to the neighborhood. I'm Brian Hibbett, and maybe they're just like your crazy neighbors. It'll be fine.
Right, exactly. Yeah. This thing doesn't say how many light years it is, though.
No,
it's just
don't.
On the edge of the Milky Way. So
it's pretty far. I mean, that's got to be, I don't know. I'm making this up as I go. That's a lot of light years, I'm thinking.
Yeah, it is a lot of light years. Isn't a light year the distance from one end of the Milky Way galaxy to the other end?
Oh, is that all? I thought a light year, because it'll take a year for light to get there. So.
Oh, that's right. That's what it's based on. Yeah. No, there's an astronomical units, the AUs. That's what, that's based on something like that. I think that's based on.
Oh,
what are astronomical units based on? That's what I'm confusing.
AU, that sounds like Australia. Ooh, it sounds like chemtrails. 9/11 was an inside job. There was no Holocaust. All right, moving on. No controversy.
Andromeda is the nearest galaxy. It's 2 million light years away. So I'm thinking astronomical units, which is the distance from the sun to Earth.
Mm.
Never mind. I'm confusing my entire basis for space. Neil deGrasse Tyson, help me.
Carry me
away.
Help me. I've seen, what was that movie with... what's her name? Contact. I've seen Contact too many times.
Oh, yeah.
Help me understand.
Okay to go. Yeah. Okay to go.
Guys, we're stopping it right here to have a quick conversation about Squarespace at squarespace.com. A great way to make a professionally designed website without any crazy skills involved. Even you can do it is what I'm trying to say. No coding required. Everything looks beautiful. Intuitive and easy to use tools. They have state-of-the-art powerful stuff behind your site to ensure security and stability, trusted by millions of people, some of the most respected brands in the world. Starts at $8 a month is all, and you get a free domain if you sign up for a year. Think of that. Start a free trial today. No credit card required. Just give it a shot at squarespace.com. If you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure you use the offer code MORNING and get 10% off your first purchase. That's squarespace.com and the offer code MORNING. Squarespace. Build it beautiful. Beautiful. We're gonna take a break. When we get back, it's major spoilers, V for Video Games. We got some interesting stuff to tell you about in our emails and all that. So come on back for that. But before we do, Brian will play music, and he will do it now.
Yes, and this one I'm pulling back from Thursday because I really wanted to play this cover. Dear Sergeant Hammer and Brightwing, today is my birthday, the 17th, and I'd like to request a song. My 32nd year has been a mixed bag for me. On the positive side, I'm close to my weight loss goals, 20 pounds lost and 7 more to go. And my career with a dream company is on an upswing. On the negative side, my father was diagnosed with prostate cancer. I was unable to make it home in May to support him for his surgery removed said cancer due to a poorly timed illness. And I found out my dad's cancer was back at the beginning of this month. And I also found out that my sister is undergoing exploratory surgery on my birthday.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. Rough.
Jeez.
Through it all, the morning stream and knowing the Frog Pants community exists has kept me focused on the positive. On my birthday, I'd like to request a cover or dedicate a cover of There Goes My Hero by the Foo Fighters. Barring that, a positive cover of a song from Muse and Sync, more for my sister, or any Chicago-based rock band will be more than amazing. To my younger sister and dad, thank you for being a source of inspiration for me, no matter how dark I thought life had become. To Scott and Brian, thank you for doing TMS. And to everyone in the Frog Pants community, you guys are all awesome, whether you know it or not. Seriously love the show, bro. Signed, Anonymous.
Sorry about stuff, man. That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Our heart goes out to you. We're, you know, hoping things turn around and get better for you. And dedicating this song is like the least we can do. So absolutely. How about instead of a cover of Foo Fighters, how about a reimagining of Foo Fighters? This is a solo recording by Dave Grohl that he did for the BBC Radio 1 Live Lounge back in 2010. They included it on volume 5 of their series of albums. It is Dave Grohl and a very beautiful acoustic version of My Hero.
Awesome. Here it is. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Talk about, take those pictures down, shake it out. Truth or consequence, say it aloud. Use that evidence, race it around. There goes my hero. Watch him as he goes. There goes my hero. He's ordinary. Don't the best of them down, while the rest of them beat around. Truth or consequence, say it aloud. Use that evidence, race it around. There goes my hero. Watch him as he goes. There goes my hero. He's ordinary.
Now, these sure look like phallic symbols to me. I don't know. What do you think, Mr. Cooper? Maybe you think they're ice cream cones.
It's made of a hard material called bone.
What?
The Morning Stream. Look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now.
And we're back, everybody. We're back. Fear not. We never really left.
No, we didn't. We're fine. We're here.
Amazing version of that song. That was really great.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, super, super good.
And it just goes to show you how great Dave Grohl is, you know?
Freaking love that guy. He's great. He rose from the ashes of that whole Nirvana thing and just turned it all around and became a new dude, and it's just amazing to me that he did that. Despite all of that. Like, no one even cares now that he was in Nirvana. It's like, you don't even think about it.
Nobody cares. Who doesn't care?
Nobody cares.
Hello there.
Right, they care.
Just out of the blue.
They care. let's do the natural thing.
Okay.
Strip down to our panties and call Steven.
I've already done it, but okay.
Oh, okay. You were way ahead of me.
I'm already there. I did that during the break.
All right, great. Let's see if he's around. Should be. Should have a little intro song for our good buddy Steven. Here you go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. One Steven Schleicher from MajorSpoilers.com. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. When are we going to start a 3D printing podcast?
Oh, man.
Oh, we need to, right? Needs to be video, though. I was thinking about that. Like, if I had the time to do a 3D printing podcast,
it'd have to be video, right?
Yeah.
It would have to be.
Yeah. I have the same predilection. Like, this weekend was like one of those weekends where I played enough Overwatch to go, I should do a show about it. But then I thought, you know what, I don't know that it's the kind of game that needs a show, but it's gonna kill me. That game is really, really good, you guys.
Well, that's what I mean. Instance is Blizzard now. Mm-hmm. It's not just,
that's true.
Wow, so you've got that option.
Yeah, and we can always do. I did one episode where we gave a big fat disclaimer at the beginning saying, this entire episode is all about Overwatch, so if you don't like this, don't be here. Right. And we may do more of those, so we'll see.
I'm still waiting to get accepted.
I know. Hopefully it'll be soon.
Yep.
Worst case, next June we're all playing it.
Or so. Just buy the game.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Steven, it's good to have you here as always, talking about nerdy stuff, movies, comic books, pop culture of all sorts. And I want to talk to start us off about Jessica Jones, which I haven't cracked open yet.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
That's all I've heard. I have never heard so much praise out of anyone since, well, Daredevil, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's way different than Daredevil. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. It's the closest I can say, and we've talked about the Purple Man arc in Alias before. It is that level of creepy. It's not following the book exactly, but it is. It's very creepy. Mm.
So when you say creepy, do you mean, like, are we looking at it like a horror movie that has supernatural elements?
No,
here?
I would say more like stalker, like creepy it's a thriller. It's a thriller series. Yeah.
Brian, you've seen some?
Watched the first episode last night because I knew we were going to talk about it. So we said, you know what? We'll watch Leftovers another time. We're watching Jessica Jones. And
yeah, I hear you. There's a big Leftovers thing.
Oh, really? Was something big happen?
Yeah, something huge. Oh, I haven't seen it yet either, but I keep hearing something huge happen.
Cool. Can't wait. But yeah, I mean, Kristen Ritter's great. Mm-hmm. It is really weird, and I'm trying to figure out a way to say this non-spoilery. I can. Okay. It's weird to see Marvel characters, when we haven't seen this happen yet in any Marvel movie or TV show, hard to see Marvel characters getting it on.
Wait till if you've only watched episode one, wait till you get to episode two or three.
No, really?
Yeah,
okay.
This is the other thing I will say. Daredevil is a show that you can watch and maybe let your 10-year-old see.
Yeah.
This is not something that anyone under 17 should watch.
Okay, that's it. That was going to be my big question, because we made a great time out of me, Nick, and Carter and Kim watching through Daredevil and loving every second of it. Mm-hmm. And I was really hoping that I wasn't going to get a bunch of nudie nudes in this thing for Nick.
There's not a lot of nudity. There's no nudity, but there's a lot of getting it on.
All right. So maybe I'll let Carter decide what she wants to do. Fufky. Yeah. I don't want no mufky fufky for Nick for now. No.
There's something else that it's not going to spoil the show for you, but it will definitely become a major distraction for you.
Okay. Oh no. Okay.
So, Kilgrave.
Wait, Jesse Pinkman is her boyfriend.
Right, exactly.
Oh, no?
So okay. Kilgrave in the comics is called the Purple Man.
Right.
He has, at least up to the point where I've watched, he's not referred to as the Purple Man. But they have color graded this entire show to have a purplish tone to it, a purplish hue to it. Mm-hmm. And every, I will say 95% of every shot you see, there will be some shade of purple or something actually purple in the shot.
I've noticed that. I've noticed the something in the purple or something purple in the shots mm-hmm. where he's around or his influence.
Yeah, and it's I don't even think it's his influence. It's like every shot. I mean, there are times where people are going to say, oh, no, Steven, it's been color graded blue. No, it's not. If you look in the whites actually have this violet tinge to it. It's really crazy. And then soon it becomes so distracting that you cannot not see it once it happens.
Now I'm going to be
There's a scene by the waterfront that you're like, oh, sodium vapor lights. Yeah, there's not going to be any purple in this. And then they cut to a shot and you see New York in the background. The Empire State Building's lit up all purple.
Huh.
It's really weird. And I credit them. If they do that for the entire series, they have done an excellent job in adding that subtlety to the entire series.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I mean, it's not. I it's like not ruining kind of everything, but about right. the second episode, I'm like, are they doing this throughout the whole show? And now I'm up to like episode 7. I'm like, I cannot stop seeing it.
It's almost like a Where's Waldo? Where's the purple thing?
Right.
Well, it's good to know. I'm very excited about it. It seems mm-hmm. like they're kind of nailing it with this stuff and whatever they do with Luke. Oh, I hear. Well, no, I don't want to spoil anything.
Luke Cage is in it. I mean, that's well, there you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So you got a little Luke Cage in there. Did we get any kind of crossover that we know of with Daredevil? Has that happened at all?
Not that I know of yet. And again, I'm only up to episode 7, but there is a potential for something to happen if it happens. Now, other people will probably say yes or no. Either way, but there's certainly the potential isn't there.
So I've only ever seen Kristen Ritter in two roles. One is a goofy comedy, the Bee in Room 16 or whatever.
Don't trust the investigator in Apartment 23.
That's the one. And then before that, Jesse Pinkman's girlfriend. So I'm not really clear on her range. Is feels good? Like she's in the right place, doing the right role? This is all good?
Oh, yeah, I think so, yes.
I think so.
Okay, good. I'm in. I'm all in. I just haven't done it yet. Gosh dang it. I'm going to start tonight. How about that? Tonight.
Yep. Do it.
All right. What else is going on? Let's get into an area that the mainstream may not even be aware of. Hellcat number one arriving December with a new Patsy Walker. For those who have no idea what the crap that's about, give them a little background.
So in comics, and this ties back into Jessica Jones, in comics, Patsy Walker was a comic book artist creator in the comics and then later became a superhero. And now she has both of those roles following her around. In the TV show Jessica Jones, there is a Patsy Walker in the series who was a child star who has now grown up and still is being followed around by people and has celebrity because of that. And I honestly think because of this rift that's going on between Marvel, print, and television and the movie side, I think we're going to see a lot more focus being put up onto characters that are coming from the TV side or getting some popularity from the TV side. So we've got Patsy Walker, a.k.a. Hellcat number one, coming out in December. And then next year we have Mockingbird, which is a character on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. also getting a number one series. So that should be interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I'd just pop that up in case people were watching Jessica Jones and want to know more about Patsy Walker. There's a brand new series coming out at the end of December 23rd.
Do you suspect that with these successful Netflix runs that they're having so far and eventually a Luke Cage series and Iron Fist or whatever they're working on. Is it Iron Fist? Is the other one?
Yes. That's what they keep saying, Iron Fist. Yes.
Yeah, we don't know for sure, right? Not confirmed, but that seems to be the leak or that seems to be.
Well, they say Iron Fist for sure, but there have been some rumors that maybe they're moving Iron Fist up to the movies and putting Shang-Chi Kung Fu. What's the name of that series?
Kung Fu.
Shang-Chi Legends of Kang.
Legend of Kung Fu. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. They're thinking about that might be the.
Well, they're all in that Marvel. They're all in that Marvel Knights group anyway, so that would work well. But when the movies happen, you'll see the comic books respond. Like Iron Man going from kind of B tier to very popular top tier character meant a lot of Iron Man comics.
Right.
Do you think we're gonna see a resurgence in this stuff as well? Like suddenly Jessica Jones becomes more than a thing no one had heard of before, and the comics. Get revived, redone, whatever. Like, what do you think?
I don't know about Jessica Jones because that's totally up to Brian Michael Bendis to decide if he wants to do that since that's his creation.
Yeah.
But I can see that. I mean, obviously with Patsy Walker starting to appear, with Luke Cage and Iron Fist getting a lot more attention in comics over the last year or so. I think that's very possible.
Well, that sounds all right to me.
Yeah, and we're going to see a lot more Doctor Strange as well as the movie starts building right. to that.
We just got to look at Wonder Woman really for the first time outside of the clippy stuff she's in the trailers and things. It's Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. She looks great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
the is she Wonder all hooded? Woman, what's the hood about?
Well, because this is the Wonder Woman origin movie. Mm-hmm. It looks like she's in London if this picture looks right. It looks like Big Ben is in the background.
Yeah, totally does, yeah.
But we see a hooded, cloaked Wonder Woman in the foggy streets, and this is the first official picture that has come out of the Wonder Woman set. And Warner Brothers went out this weekend and said, yes, we're officially into production, and here's the first shot that we can share, although there was an image that popped up last week of Chris Pine and actor Tagamui in some very period costume pieces that popped up on his Twitter feed and then was quickly taken down. But they're officially in production, and I do like this shot of Wonder Woman. It looks great.
Yeah, looks awesome. Very excited about what they're doing with that character. My daughter freaked out. She's a huge Wonder Woman fan.
Yeah. I think they also unveiled the logos too for Wonder Woman this weekend, and it's very brass metal kind of W that looks very cool.
Do you think they'll have a jet where you can see her?
Jet?
Yeah, you can see her sitting there
because she can fly.
It's in the
right?
shot right behind her, right in front of Big Ben.
That's right. You just can't tell. But when she see, this is the problem I always have with Super Friends. I'm all for invisible jets. Mm-hmm. That's cool. But did they not think that people would be weirded out by a lady flying in the air?
In a seated position?
Like, yeah.
So they could just so easily do that by making it like a stealth kind of thing. Instead of it being a clear glass jet like they had in Super Friends, just having it have some sort of magical stealth properties to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they did in, was it Justice League of Crisis on Two Worlds that they did, the animated series, where she acquired a jet that had camouflage properties that rendered it invisible. You couldn't see anybody on the inside, but it just warped light around it.
Right.
And that's the way to do it for sure.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Finally, Munchkin, the Marvel edition, lands in stores in April. And I don't...
Wow.
Was John Kavalik involved in this? Like, how did this go?
I don't think he is involved in the art on this one because it looks like just from the outside case that it's all... art from Marvel. Now, this is just a quick mock-up. This is USAopoly that's doing this. They licensed the Steve Jackson Games Munchkin property, and so they've released Adventure Time Munchkin, and I think they just did... I forget what the other one was that they just did recently. But no, it probably will not feature his art since it's not from Steve Jackson Games.
Jeez, Munchkin's done fine, hasn't it?
It's done quite well. In the last, there's the... Steve Jackson Games released their reports that said... I think it was like 78% of all their game sales in 2014 came from Munchkin sales.
Wow.
With, I think it was like 8% or 7% coming from, what's the Zombie Dice game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one people really like.
So my guess is, based on the description of what's going on with the Munchkin Marvel edition, is if you've played the Munchkin Adventure Time game where you take on a character, you get a character card instead of building up your card and then you add on to that. I think that's what's going on here because it talks about 6 oversized shield agent cards. And so I think you're going to take on the role of a shield agent and then you're going to go out and battle enemies and build up your character and stuff.
That sounds kind of awesome.
Yeah, I think I think Brian will stop at nothing to get this in his hands is my guess.
Oh, yeah. And Brian, I'm curious to know if you went and rushed out and picked up the Amazing Spider-Man Dice Masters that came out this week.
They arrived Saturday morning after I saw your unboxing. They arrived from my pre-order from Miniature Market. And went through the entire, I got a gravity feed and then the regular starter set.
Yeah.
And you'll now have to talk. Maybe there's some trading because I've got a bunch
I think
of
so.
Yeah.
I put up what I had and it also showed what I was missing. And the kids have some of the duplicates, but Mason is totally up for trading with other people.
Cool. Yeah, send me a link to wherever you put all that stuff up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's super awesome. One other thing I wanted to ask about this. Can you mix the decks like you could in traditional Munchkin games?
I think the one thing that's going to kind of be weird is the character part. Mm-hmm. Certainly all the other cards work very well with the other decks, but it's the character cards I think are going to be the most awkward.
Yeah,
they still work.
Someone somewhere is going to try that, and we'll.
Oh yeah, I'm sure we'll do it on Munchkin Land. I mean, we've done it before.
That's super cool, actually. What a cool thing they're getting these licenses. I think that's awesome.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, excellent. This is all good stuff today, as always. Mm-hmm. You have always something to be seen over at MajorSpoilers.com. Anything in particular mm-hmm. you'd like to point people to?
I think our YouTube channel, Major Spoilers Video, is where you want to check some things out. We'll have a lot of stuff up this week, including a new Lego build. We've got a Munchkin Land episode where we're playing Steampunk Munchkin going up tomorrow, and a bunch more going up all this week.
Nice. And thanks for sitting in for Brian last week when he
asked. Hey, not a problem. Oh, yeah. Love doing it. Love doing it.
That was a really good time. Cool. Steve Schleicher, everybody. Follow him on Twitter at Major Spoilers. Stay out of trouble. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a happy holiday.
Bye now. All right, Brian Ebbett.
Cool.
You know what time it is.
Tell me what time it is. Time for Are we going to talk video games?
We're going to talk video games with one Veronica Ann Belmont. And I don't know where her theme is. That's not good. It's right here somewhere. Here it is. She can't stop playing Fallout 4. Belmont is on the line.
Nice.
You know that from actually looking at me in Steam.
I can tell just by seeing how long you've been in there. Oh, you're really quiet for some reason. Is that me?
Maybe that's me.
Is it me? Is it me?
I think it's you. You're really quiet, yeah.
Oh.
So quiet. You know why? Because all of her technical changes have all surrounded playing more Fallout.
Right, exactly.
I'm excited to hear...
Better now my headphones aren't in, so I can't hear you.
No, you're the same. Sound the same. Nope, same.
Same? Yeah, I just turned up the volume, though.
It's all really quiet. I don't know why. It's really weird. Well, Brian's super loud.
So quiet you can't hear me?
Well, I'm going to crank you up on my end, and Brian, if you say anything, it'll blow my ears out, so let's see how this goes.
I
don't know why it would be so quiet. I'm talking right into the microphone.
Weird. Yeah, I don't know why. Well, I've cranked you up, so now I can hear you pretty well.
I'll stand back here.
Oh, yeah, see? Perfect. Now you're not too loud, Brian. So what are your thoughts? What do you think of that game? Do you like it? It's great.
Of course I like it. I'm already I think I'm 40 or 50 hours in.
Holy shite. That's
already? I played all day yesterday. I played so long I gave myself a migraine.
Oh no, that's not good. I've had this problem lately where I've played so much Overwatch, so much Fallout, and so much Heroes at night that my eyes are killing me. I get up in the morning and I just have the worst eye headaches.
Do you have, I have special glasses for looking at computer screens.
I do too. I have these gunners. Yeah, I have these gunners and they work really well, but even then it's just for me it's too much time. And they definitely help. There's no question that they don't help. They do help for sure, but by about, I don't know, 4 hours of focusing on what I need to do in that game and I'm just oh my gosh, I need to go lay down or something. But it's good, isn't it? It's so good.
It's so good. Yeah, it's funny because a lot of people said it was kind of boring.
Mm.
I saw some reviews from people whose opinions I really trust typically, and they said it's kind of boring. And I can't agree. I mean, I'm getting sucked into the wrong stuff. I'm really focusing a lot on building up my settlements. Mm-hmm. But that's what I enjoy doing, and I'm having fun doing it, and I go out on quests occasionally. But yeah, mostly I'm playing homeowner.
That scratches your Sims bone a little bit, doesn't
maybe.
It?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's part of it. But actually, my story today is also about Fallout.
Oh,
again.
Good. Yay.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Let Fallout be the theme of the month. It's fine with me. What do you got? What'd you get?
I picked this one because it combines two of my favorite things, Fallout 4 and baseball.
Oh.
There is a PC mod that makes you that enables you to have your character, your Wanderer, be dressed as a Red Sox player because, of course, because you're in the Commonwealth.
You'd be a Boston fan.
Yeah.
So this guy, the creator, made his character look like David Ortiz, mm-hmm. who is, of course, the Red Sox most probably well-known player at this point mm-hmm. in modern era Red Sox.
Sure.
And gave him all the slugger perks. And gave him a baseball bat with nails stuck out of it. And has the full Red Sox uniform. And, of course, that makes sense because Diamond City is Fenway Park.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite things about the game. In fact, it occurred to me when I went in there, I kind of realized it was the park on the outside of the building. But when I went mm-hmm. in, it's so realized as a pop-up city that I never, it didn't occur to me that I'm standing in the middle of the field until I looked up and went, oh my gosh, yeah, there's the stands and there's like the, where the lights would be at night for night games and like.
And the green monster's there.
Ah, it's freaky. It's so weird and cool. I love what they did with that. I was so worried about this in this game. I thought there was no way, like New Vegas and even Fallout 3 to some degree, were, you know, they're about more desolated places. It's much easier to say, here's a thing that's near Vegas and in the Nevada desert because you can just have big desolation and it's a much easier kind of desert to construct or whatever. And I always really liked how that felt and it seemed to lend itself well. And I thought, well, New England, no, that's like cold in the winter and has like a lot of trees and stuff. And it's like, to me, it didn't seem like it fit. And they've totally changed my mind on that. Like, it really is an awesome backdrop for everything.
Yeah. Well, the other part of the news story with this is that MLB is pissed off.
Oh, why?
Because they're using their imagery and stuff, geez. And they're mad about it. But whatever, it'll be fine. But yeah, coming from the East Coast, you know, I went to school in Boston. I lived there for 4 years. I spent a lot of time there as a kid. It's been really nice to hear Boston accents and to be able to walk around places I know. Like, one of the first missions took me to Copley Square, where I used to work in that area. And it's called Trinity Square now, but it's still the same area. And I went and hung out and like in front of the church that I used to lunch in front of. And I was like, oh my God, this is so funny. Oh, super mutants.
Is it pretty well realized in terms of, you know, I mean, do they do a pretty good job of making certain locations seem accurate?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I think one of the first missions where you go rescue a guy and his super mutant friend is up in the old Prudential building. You just keep climbing up and up and up and up and up. So yeah, there's a lot of recognizable stuff. I think they did a really great job. And it's, yeah, the baseball, the extra added nod to the Red Sox, I think, was a fun mod that I may have to test out.
That's pretty cool. You don't have, can you get a bloody sock on that guy or not an option?
Well, that was not Ortiz. That would be our Schilling. Friend Schilling.
But wouldn't that be cool, though, if you could just have a little blood on your sock?
You,
and then
you need to get a super mutant mod that has a bloody sock, and we'll call that super mutant Kurt.
Exactly. You got to squeeze... You got to squeeze all of your Red Sox references in there in one time. But that's cool. Did they not make a female version of the thing? Or is it just Ortiz? That's it.
The joke, I think, for this player was to make him look like David Ortiz, but who, by the way, is retiring after the 2016 season.
Oh.
So maybe it's a nice farewell note to him.
Sure.
But I would imagine that the mod would be able to work on both male and female characters.
That's pretty awesome. It's really cool. That game's great. People should be playing it. It's got frame rate issues on console, but looks incredible on PC.
Oh, by the way, looking a lot better now.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Veronica upgraded her video card. I'm guessing things are real pretty now.
It's very pretty. Yes, it is. Yeah. So I'm quite thrilled with that.
No hitching, no slowdown.
Nice. No, it's been smooth like butter.
These console people, they get into Diamond City and they're telling us it's like dips below 20 frames per second. And I feel really bad for them because when I'm in there, it's just silky smooth butter. And
yeah, I should try it out. I should do, how do you, I need an app for that, right? That shows the frame rates.
Yes. Well, actually, I think there may be a command line for the PC side where you can just type it in and get it. I don't know what it would be, though.
I'd be curious to see, yeah.
Yeah, and I did. So one of the things about the PC version, you can go in there in the console and cheat. Not cheat, but you can run console commands that do various things. And I guess some of them cheat. You can do God mode and all that. In these games, I've never done any of the cheater stuff, but I've always gone in and gotten rid of my weight limit because I always think it's very restrictive.
Oh, it is kind of BS, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a pain.
So I
inventory control is a nightmare.
Yeah, so I killed it. As I always do in these games, it's a Bethesda deal I have with them. I'm going to take that out, Bethesda. Every time. You've given
you
me
do
the
your
command.
Thing, I'm going to do my thing.
Well, look,
yeah.
I'm going to look that up.
It's their command. They made it. So all you got to do is type this thing, and boom, I've got 9,999 weight limit or whatever, and now I can... And it's not. It doesn't really change the game, because all you're now...
I did that in Skyrim also.
Yeah, same deal.
I was considering doing that, trying that for perks, because I really screwed up. I just didn't understand how the special tree was working.
Right.
And I figured it out, but I'd put all my points into my special and not into actually getting perks.
Mm.
And so I'm like maxed out on everything now.
Oh,
and
man.
So I realized that I could go down the tree and start getting perks. And I was like, oh, I want to reset my perks. I want to reset my special and do it all over. But everything on the forums was like, don't do the console commands for perks because it'll really screw things up.
Yeah, you have to be careful. I know it can be done.
So I stayed away from that.
It can be done, but you just have to be, you have to be really tiptoey. It's because you can really screw things up.
I'm still talking about Fallout because no one ever listens to me in my real life when I talk about Fallout. So this is the only time I get to talk about this stuff. I'll be fast, I promise. Yeah. But yes, but now I'm all maxed out. So, and then I realized that the leveling is linear. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to worry. It's not like exponential. So you just keep gaining levels and it doesn't take you longer to really level up further. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting perks left and right.
And things scale, and it's super cool. And also the starred weapons, they didn't ever have this before. It used to be just, a million of the same gun, and that still kind of happens a lot, but occasionally you'll kill something and they'll drop like a legendary, essentially, and you'll end up with a gun with a star next to it, and that thing, I got one early from the Brotherhood of Steel people that I still use now that is just epic.
Kellogg's revolver is great too.
Yeah, that one's really good. I have a question for you though, because you passed this. You've played a lot more than me, so here's my question.
Maybe I spend a lot of time in settlements.
You might have. have you gotten to the quest where there's a bunch of eggs, you got to blow up the eggs, and then
at the castle?
Yes, and then the giant creature comes out spitting acid and stuff.
The queen, the Myrlurk queen.
How did you kill her? Because I'm just dying over and over.
Do you want to know the trick? And yes. It took me like 5 times to figure this out. Well, first of all, there's tons of missiles and things strewn about the castle. So you can find them. You can get the missile launcher and try to shoot her.
Okay.
But the best thing is to just hide in the walls and let the guys take care of it.
Oh, see, this
just
is...
Don't go outside. Just stay away from her and eventually they'll kill her.
Well, see, now this tells me something that I may have hit a bug in the game, because when I got there with my dudes, they were all raring to go, right? We killed all the little ones and then they said, oh, there's the big lady comes out, and then they all start shooting, and then two of them ran away.
They ran away?
Yeah.
The Minutemen ran away?
One guy just stood there and never did anything. He just stood there. And the other guy died. Oh, no, the other guy turned on me and started shooting at me and I shot him. So I hit a total bug. I must have.
That's weird. Yeah, so you can try to kill her. So, of course, she's a Myrlurk, so you have to hit her under the shell.
Yeah.
So that's the hard part. And she spits this poison on you that will just burn you down in seconds.
Yeah.
So you have to do it at range, and you have to be really careful. And I just kind of got her to a point where she was in the upper battlements, and I was in a stairway going down. So I could like see when she would walk over it, I could see her and shoot her belly from there. But then she kept sending all the little baby guys down.
Yep, yep.
But while I was killing them, someone else must have taken her out upstairs because I just hung out down there, used my 10mm pistol to shoot the babies.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it was like, oh, and she's dead. And I was like, what? Who did that? Thank you,
We could isolate the text or what Veronica just said. I used my 10mm to shoot the babies. That's a fantastic thing to say on a podcast.
Ice Worm?
Yeah, capture that out for us, buddy.
I'll say hatchlings from now on.
That's
Sorry.
Fantastic. No, the game's really good. People should be playing it, and I'm glad we got to talk about it more.
Thank you for letting me vent.
Yeah, not a problem. Anytime you need to get your Fallout 4 on, you have a voice here on TMS. Veronica Belmont, anything? Oh, I got a question. One final question.
Sure.
So there's a character in Rick and Morty named Veronica Ann Bennett.
I tweeted about this.
I did, but I never got the skinny on this. Is this somebody who knows you and put you in there?
I have no idea. All right. So the story is I was at a baby shower. Mm-hmm. And my friend, the pregnant one, was like, hey, so I was watching Rick and Morty, and there was this character named Veronica Ann Bennett, and she was on trial for having bad bangs. And I started freaking out and being like, is this you? Because as you guys know, my middle name is also Ann, and my last name is Belmont. So Veronica Ann Belmont versus Veronica Ann Bennett is kind of weird, especially when it's bangs related. Right. And I'm not so like in my own head that I'm like, oh, it must be me.
It has to be me. Yeah, right.
But I'm not. Yeah. But I was like, oh, my God, that's a really weird coincidence. That's pretty funny.
And
it
basically looks like you, though. Like
it
she,
does,
it's
except
not
I don't
just,
have arms coming out of my head.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. I mean, we've always assumed they were there, but we think you tie them back for when we all see you and stuff. So we
I don't know if it's, I don't know. Ryan, my husband, wants me to like tweet at them and be like, does somebody know me there? But I don't want to be that.
That would
like,
be amazing, though.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
You don't want to be like,
I think it's just a weird coincidence.
Sorry, Veronica, we've never heard of you. Yeah. Just as a coincidence.
Yeah, I don't want to know that.
You should call them on the phone. Their answer on the phone will be, yeah, it totally was you. It was totally you. All right. Well, it's always good to see you. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving week. And
you too, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Have a good one. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
All right. Take care.
Bye now. Okay.
All right. I'm moving my microphone closer now.
Oh, yeah. Let me turn you down.
Turn me down so I don't blow anybody's ears out.
All right. Fixed.
Okay. Or, hi.
As my kids used to say, fisked. It's all fisked. Yeah. They used to say that. I have a quick mention of something I'd just like to mention because that always makes me a little bit sad, not to bring things down a little bit, but we have a big community of people, some who found it through the guild, other people find it through listening to podcasts, and they kind of just spread all over the place. The Tadpool and the Frog Pants community are a big, interesting, diverse, fun, kind-hearted bunch of human beings. And I don't even know why we deserve them, but somehow we did get them, and we're grateful for that because the internet sometimes is a dark and gnarly place, and they are proof that it doesn't need to be. Mm-hmm. Well, we lost one of our own here recently. His name is Wayne Martin. He was a big-time listener of The Instance and other shows on the network. He was going through some medical stuff, and we were keeping kind of track of how he was doing through his wife, who was extremely great to talk to and always, you know, willing to tell us how things were going, and he sadly passed away. And a lot of people in the guild were like, well, what can we do? What can we do? And she says, do this. Tell people about him. Tell them that Wayne Martin was a great guy and that he's no longer with us. But if people would like to donate to something that's a good cause, his choice in life would have been St. Jude's Children's Hospital. So St. Jude's Children's Hospital is a great thing. You can go easily find it on Google. You can contribute to that cause. It helps kids. And it was something that Wayne believed a great deal in. So I just wanted to put it out there and let Wayne's wife know that he will be missed and that we do not like it when one of our own passes away. He is not the first, surely won't be the last, but it is never easy and never cool when someone's taken before their time. Yeah. So anyway, our best to you and your family. And we're going to miss you, Wayne. That's it. That's all I had for emails.
Okay.
I don't have any other emails. Emails can bite it for today.
It's a touching way to close.
Well, with that jaunty jazz music in the back, I probably could have chosen something better. But anyway, it is what it is. Brian, let's leave. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Fine. We'll
be back tomorrow. We got a whole new show where we'll talk to Jerry. We'll talk to Bill. We'll talk to ourselves. Okay, so that'll happen tomorrow.
I'm Daryl. Yep,
I'm Daryl. And tomorrow, and then Wednesday, we got a whole other show as well. And Thursday is Thanksgiving, so there's no proper shows, but we're Brian and I are going to do something. Sure. Okay, so it'll be on the feed. It won't be live, but it'll be some kind of feedy thing. You can get on the podcast feed, possibly YouTube. I don't know, but we'll let you know as we get closer. We hope you're all having a great week. Brian, let's leave them with songs of gratitude and happiness, shall we?
You want to give them like Twitter or email or anything like that?
I probably should. Frogpants.com/TMS is the website. They should know all this. It should be memorized by now. Like if I say, if
say
I start.
Along with us, people.
Yeah, say themorningstream@gmail.com. 801-471-0462. On Twitter, @morningstream, @ScottJohnson, @Coverville, and on Reddit, frogpants.reddit.com. That's very it. Good. That's all I got.
All right, now a song.
Now is the time.
This is going to be weird, but it's going to sound weird on paper. Once you hear this thing, you'd be like, wow, this is some amazing goodness. Mm-hmm. Amy from Portlandia wrote in, hi, Bebop and Rocksteady. Mm-hmm. I'm writing to request a song for my husband's birthday. We've been married for 2 years and are expecting our first little one next June. He's been amazing through my first weeks of pregnancy, and I want to give him a fun song to listen to on his day. I'm not the biggest gamer, but he has enjoyed showing me some of his JRPG choices. That's Japanese role-playing game.
Nice.
Games for you kids.
Well done.
And they always have the best theme songs. We listen to them badly, or we sing to them badly, and dance on the couch whenever he plays. Our two favorites are the themes to Tales of Zillia, with an X, and Disgaea. I think that's how you pronounce that.
Disgaea, maybe?
Sure.
Yeah, maybe.
They're classic Japanese songs, but have the most fun choruses. If you can find a cover of those, you are more amazing than I. But if not, just the original or something like them would be great. Grow the fetus, yo. Amy from Portlandia.
Right on.
Well, first, congratulations on your baby. Second, happy birthday to your husband. I did pick the Disgaea 3 theme song. When you hear this thing, it's going to feel like you're listening to something, some Japanese thing created by Tim Burton. And I'm not exaggerating. This is crazy. And this is the original. I could not find a cover. But this is came out in 2009. I don't know. There's no really other information I can provide. It's the Disgaea 3 theme song. Hang in there. Enjoy this. I think you're going to get a kick out of it.
All right. Well, here it is. We'll, oh shoot. Why isn't it moved over? There we go. We'll be back. We'll be back tomorrow. And we hope you're all doing well. Oh, today at 4 p.m., it's 4 o'clock Scott on the Twitch channel. You can also find it at frogpants.com/live, and you can watch me play some video games today. So come on back now for that. That's going to do it. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Oh,
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Ryan Ibbett.